USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The latest massive data breach strikes a big bank and credit card company.
What's in your wallet?
Capital One saying a data breach earlier this year exposed data of about 100 million Americans and 6 million Canadians. The bank reporting 140,000 Social Security numbers, 80,000 bank account numbers, and other personal information from credit card applications over the last 14 years were compromised. The FBI has arrested the woman that they believe was the hacker responsible. The Pentagon says two U.S. service members were killed in Afghanistan yesterday when a member of the Afghan security forces opened fire on them in Kandahar. The Afghan gunman was shot and wounded. He's now in custody of Afghan forces. And this is USA Radio News.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents.
And Doug.
If I don't find the right car insurance for me, I might just give up.
Did someone just say, if I don't find the right car insurance for me, I might just give up? Ma'am, what if my partner, this wild emu, and I told you that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need?
I'd say sign me up for Liberty Mutual. And also, your emu is eating my tire.
Limu! Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
20 presidential candidates will be taking the stage in the second round of Democratic debates tonight and tomorrow night in Detroit. Among the 10 that will be on the stage tonight, Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, Pete Buttigieg, and Beto O'Rourke. After nearly 8 decades of operation, General Motors transmission plant in Warren, Michigan, halting production this week, one of 5 North American plants that the automaker is shutting down as part of a restructuring to meet market demand for more trucks and SUVs. This plant employs about 200 people. President Trump putting his signature yesterday on a bill to keep funding the 9/11 Victim Compensation Fund.
This law makes permanent the financial support for families who lost precious loved ones as a result of September 11th.
The bill sets aside health care funding for first responders affected by toxic debris at Ground Zero after the 9/11 terrorist attacks through 2092. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
David Ortiz, formerly of the Red Sox, has spoken to his fans for the first time since a close call in the Dominican Republic. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
It wasn't like the former Red Sox slugger held a news conference or invited reporters into his home, but he says on Instagram in his first public comments more than 7 weeks after he was shot, quote, being at home and looking at my family, celebrating that I'm here safe, is priceless. He'd been released from a Boston hospital last Friday. In his Instagram message, he also thanked fans for their prayers. Ortiz shot in the back at a Santo Domingo nightclub on the 9th of June by a hitman who police say was actually supposed to target a different man. Ortiz was brought back to Boston the next day by the team, where he needed 3 operations before his release. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Quentin Tarantino's latest flick, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, exceeded expectations this weekend, becoming the director's highest-grossing opening weekend ever. The film, set in 1969 Hollywood, stars Brad Pitt and Leonardo DiCaprio.
Cliff here is meant to help carry the load.
Is that how you describe your job, Cliff?
What, carrying his load? Yeah, it's about right.
It made over $40 million through the weekend, finishing second behind Disney's The Lion King, which brought in another $75.5 million. Sony had projected Once Upon a Time in Hollywood to bring in only about $30 million. Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.